I remember, a number of years ago now, meeting Claude Montes for the first time, standing out in the sunshine at the Chamisal, where he was working with a hammer and chisel on a beautiful piece of pale stone, creating this rounded figure that you just had to touch. And Claude, welcome. It's good to have you here to talk about not your first, not your second, but your third visit to the International Ceramics Symposium and Sculpture Conference in China.
Thank you, Monica, for the invitation. I'm always
Oh,
glad to be here.
it's an honor, and this is just an amazing thing. This will be your third time participating. It's a huge event. Give us a little bit of background on why this event was created.
I think this was in 1997. They had the plan of building a park to incorporate one sculpture from each country of the world. And as of today, they've made that accomplishment of having
Every
almost
single
500 sculptures
And
in a 240-acre park.
that's just amazing. Describe what was it like? I mean, the first time you went out there and found yourself in the middle of this experience where you have to, I mean, you have to create a piece of sculpture on the spot. This isn't a matter of people transporting works over there. You create them there. Is that
Everything
right?
is done within the 40-day period.
Holy smokes. Now, this is your third time around. What have you learned, and how are you going to create this particular piece?
Well, I'll be creating three pieces, and this time they're going to be in clay, and they're going to be fired in a kiln. They're going to be at 3 feet tall. So they're not going to be as big as the previous ones, but all three of those will be incorporated into the museum's collection. The sculpture park has a museum with smaller pieces by the same artists that are in the park, and these three will be part of their private permanent collection.
Can you think of any place on the planet that's doing anything of this scope when
Of
it
this
comes to
magnitude, I
sculpture?
don't think so. When I was there in 2011, they had 104 sculptors from different places of the world.
And
And four of them are coming back, including myself, this year.
how is it possible for everyone, for this many people, to create these works on the spot? I mean, how are you go? Where do you get your clay
They
in
have an
China?
extensive amount of assistants, interpreters. They have everything you need, you can think of, they have it. And they don't stop working. When we go home to the hotel, the assistants are still working. When we're off on Sundays or Saturdays, those assistants will continue working in order to accomplish the 40-day
So you have help over
deadline.
there,
We have
and
more than we need extra help. Like, everybody's busy doing something. There's
all
no.
your materials. Do you send in information ahead of
Well, the
time with
first
a
one, I brought the model with me.
okay?
I brought a model made of plaster of Paris, a cast of the smaller model.
Okay.
And we worked from there with the measurements of enlarging the piece. The second one, I mailed them the maquette. And
Okay.
from that maquette, they ordered with a list of material that they needed to accomplish the size. So when I was there, everything was already like a supermarket, like a grocery list that you buy all
That's
those.
wow. I mean, they really facilitate then. They make it really doable.
And also a lot of sightseeing trips.
Well, that's
I got
good.
to go to the wall,
Yes.
the
Good that
Beijing
you.
Wall,
There's nothing more
the Great Wall
frustrating.
of China and
Yeah.
Tiananmen Square and Forbidden City.
To be in an amazing
And
place
also
like
I
that
even got
and
to go to North Korea
awesome.
without a passport.
We won't talk about
Well,
that.
it's almost like the Franklin Mountains. When you go up, there's an elevated section, and part of it is China and part of it is
Yes.
North Korea. And they bring tourists just to see, and there's a lake on the very top of it.
That's wonderful, though, that exploring your environment is part of the time spent there so that
But
you
they
don't.
want it to be a cultural event. It's not
Yes.
just work every day. They want you to enjoy their culture, and they give you Tai Chi lessons and calligraphy
Oh,
lessons and
fabulous.
all kinds of therapy and tea and you name it. We did it
Ooh.
all.
Now, this year's event is August 10th through September 4th, so you will be leaving.
September 5.
Oh, September 5, so you will be leaving soon. The theme, Eternity. Classics. Did you have any problem interpreting that theme?
Well, they already fit with my topic already. There was the longevity, the mother of longevity,
Okay.
because women give birth and birth continues. Like procreation is something
Yes.
that's
Yes.
long and continues.
Well,
So I'll be doing another mother and child.
You have such a fabulous story, Claude, born in Haiti, and in fact you are representing Haiti in China, are you not?
Yes, I am. The reason I represent Haiti is because when they first contacted me,
yes,
it wasn't me contacted them, it's them that contacted me. And
nice.
They wanted a sculptor
from
Haiti.
From Haiti. Ah, so you filled the bill?
But you do have to submit your proposals, and if you don't meet the criteria that they asked for, then you don't get included. It has to meet what the specific topics that they require.
And have you picked up Chinese?
It's hard to remember, but I've been learning forever, and the music is a lot easier.
Well, yes, that helps it stick. But I know that you adopted English as your third language, I believe. You were already fluent in Creole and French.
In French.
Now you are
Spanish.
Fluent in Spanish, and you're learning Chinese and Japanese simultaneously.
And I'm also learning Italian.
You have
Italian. We have an Italian lady that's going to be there that I met in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
She was talking to another sculptor from Tanzania. The Tanzania was speaking with me in English, and I was talking to the Italian lady in Spanish, and she was talking back to me in Italian, and we were able to communicate.
Three-way translation. That has to be an absolutely magnificent experience. I really congratulate you on having been selected for the third time. My guest sculptor, Claude Montes, will be representing both Haiti and El Paso at the China Changchun, which is the City of Eternal Spring International Ceramic Symposium and Sculpture Conference. He was selected as one of 36 ceramists from 23 countries to participate this year, August 10th through September 5th in China. To see more of Claude's work, you can visit the website isc.org. Claude, it's always an absolute pleasure to have you here, and I'm in awe of your talent. Thank you so much.
Thank you.